This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on the Human Cost of Globalism, New York Nannies and Georgetown Slaves. The argument changes when the global economy acquires a human face. Rarely has that been clearer than in two recent stories, one about a Filipino nanny in New York City, and the other tracing the descendants of slaves sold by Georgetown University to the graveyards and their relatives in Louisiana. We talk about the predatory nature of remittances frequently because they bleed immigrant families and migrant workers of critical financial resources that they're sending their families and communities in their home countries, as well as the quality of living and employment conditions where they work. The New Yorker ran a long story about a woman they called Emma from the Philippines, college educated in accounting with 9 daughters and a husband, a 44 years old. With her oldest 2 daughters in college, she came to the realization that there was no way on the wages paid in the Philippines that they'd be able to pay for 7 more to also go to college. She then made the wrenching decision to join a migrant mother's march of sorts, joining a sister, women from her church, and a former home economics teacher, and illegally migrating to the U.S. to work as a nanny and caregiver. The article points out that more than half of the workers surveyed several years ago by the Domestic Workers Alliance were undocumented. It also makes clear that the new 21st century migrant is more likely to be a woman and someone employed in the service industry as a caregiver than in older migrations of construction, factory, and maritime workers. A huge export from the Philippines is workers, known as OFWs, or Overseas Filipino Workers, since a tenth of the population now works abroad, supporting nearly half of the country's households and leaving some 9 million Filipino children missing a parent. And it's usually the mothers now, since in the past decade, 3/4 of OFWs have been women. Emma has not seen her children, her husband, or been home in 16 years. She missed her mother's funeral, though she and her sister paid for it. She has gotten her daughters through college, but the exchange has been living on $20 per week and afraid to go home because she could be prevented from returning and now doesn't have enough money yet to retire in the Philippines either. Besides the predatory exchange rate on remittances, she has now lived the bad bargain of trading hope for opportunity for her family with her own life and a list of payments and small tragedies of loss in her family as well. The story of Georgetown University's reckoning with its actions as a slaveholder and slave seller is the same type of story, except under a more coercive commerce when globalism was even more ruthless in finding labor for jobs few wanted at unconscionable pay rates. Prices were put on human life, families were ripped apart, children and adults were chattel. The New York Times detailed how the Catholic priest presiding over Georgetown sold 272 slaves from plantations no longer able to fully support the school to save the university and pull it out of debt. The records of the sale and the work of genealogists have allowed them to track down relatives of many of the people that ended up in Louisiana. A great-great-granddaughter of one who was sold as a child was able to find his burial place, and she and others are demanding Georgetown do right in partial exchange for its historic wrong by offering scholarships to descendants of that horrid sale. It would seem to be the least they could do. At the end of these articles detailing the terrible cost of exploitation, forced or voluntary, it was almost impossible not to have tears in your eyes for them, for ourselves, and for the wretched waste of people ground up in the gears of our unfeeling global economy and the unequal price paid for the wealth of nations and the people who spend it so freely. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.